Okay. So Shoshokachast, just from Tosos?
Yeah.
Okay. Tosos Shoshokachast, Bishalmi Parach, Hocha Ar Amris, Im Shamachal, Behocha Ar Amris, Chayavim Lazami. Right? So it's Stira, right?
Stira.
Vato Lachora Inze Kasha. V'chein l'kam parach tanina chod azimna shemir shal mechalai kaim shum t'chayav mazami.
Right, no, same thing.
It's la davka.
It's
not a steer, it's a repetition.
Right.
Redundant.
But the yishalmi are pretty different.
Redundant.
But the yishalmi, okay, whatever.
But the yishalmi holds a steer.
The steer.
Okay, what does Agamar say? Daf nun amalaf.
Good.
Okay, I mean, that's what we're learning all along. I told you yesterday. I mean, the day before.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see, what does our Gemara say? There's a little bit of a gray. Let's
first take a look. Mike,
okay, that's the first time. Gimel sheyoshu le'echol ka'achas va'adayin lo ochlu. Ain't on Rosh Hashanah l'chalik. Is Rashi saying anything on that?
Deis chayvu.
Gimel shebo.
That's the
we're going to take that next. But, so what does it mean in Rosh Hashanah l'chalik on the surface?
Rashi on the Mishnah says Deis chayvu l'hu b'zim. That's what he said on the Mishnah.
So apparently he's learning that they can't separate in the achila. In other words, not that chayav mazame, that if they ate gimel sheyoshu le'echol ka'achas v'dayin lo ochlu ein rosh hashanah l'chalik. He's saying that the moment they will convey themselves, you can't back off.
That's funny. Because if they never ate, then they would.
What?
They never ate, then they wouldn't be chayav. Like if one guy says, "I'm not going to eat."
That's very difficult. But that you see, that's the take a look at the Rabbani on it. So,
okay, lama.
Lamali.
Taniyach is in Meishloshal Chukachas Chayav Mazami.
So he's learning like Tesis is Kasha. Okay.
Rav Abba, Amar Shmuel, Hachik Sami, Shlosha, Shiyashu Lechol, Apish Kol Echad, Ve'echad, Ocha Miki Karol Atmo, Ein Rasham Mechalik.
Okay, so the Rish is intelligible, right? He's saying that the Chiddush is that Shlosha She'ochlu Ka'achas Chayavim Azamim is the first Mishnah, and the second Mishnah is Shlosha She'yochlu Lechol Apish Kol Echad Ocha Miki Karol Atmo, Ein Rasham Mechalik. So Ein Rasham Mechalik is telling you that what? That even though they each ate from their own kikar.
Right, but they're eating together.
Yeah, what's the semantics of it is what? I mean, there's a lot to grasp, but...
Is the missionary?
Yeah, well, why is it Ein Rasham Mechalik is mashma mi kikro? I mean, it's telling you an extra thing. No. Something extra.
No.
Right? Ein Rasham Mechalik is telling you something extra that you didn't have before. So it's telling you that what?
Even though they eat from their own kikar.
Even though they eat from their own kikar. So what? How do you define that?
That's the second answer in our Gemara.
Okay, take a look at the group.
Lashnacher Amar Rav Abba Nir Be'enai Kan Girsa Mischalpos.
Mischalpos. A rush.
Lo Garislo. The riff Lo Garislo Rishana.
A rush Lo Garislo. The rush is in Garislo the second one.
And the riff was in Garislo the first.
Okay, that's important, that Gura. Because otherwise it completely lost. So he's saying the riff was in Garislo the first one. And the rush is not Gore's
the second one.
Regular
spell.
Okay.
Kind of the two
girsas.
What?
Right.
It seems like there's two
girsas
and then just putting them both in the
Gemara. Right. So the riff's girsa is that the second one. Okay, it's much more like that. So what's the chiddush according to the riff? What's the Chiddush din according to Rif? What's the definition?
What, when you originate from the wrong kikar?
Yeah.
That once the kaveh suda, but the achila itself didn't manifest the kviyas, and nevertheless they go by the initial kviyas.
Zimun is not halachim, the type of suda.
The what?
Right, it's not the suda that's mechayivim.
That's right. It's not the suda that's mitzarif.
It's the social.
It's the tzir of das.
Right.
Okay, that's what the Rif is learning. Right, now take a look at the bottom. At the bottom of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Because he learns a weird pshat that it means if they got together, they can't split up. In other words, if they got together and they didn't eat together, the Chayav and Zima.
So it sounds like a Gemara saying the first pshat.
But the first thing, Abba Shmuel, what's the name?
Mm-hmm. The first part of pshat in Gemara.
The first Gemara, not Gemara, you can learn it means that they... that they have to eat together.
Right.
And
what are you saying?
He's take a look at Ben Tama.
Where?
Ben Tama. Yeah. It's about 4 words from Inam.
Ben Tama, keeping Shiloh Hiskil Lechel Biachel Klal.
Wow. In other words, all they did was they
sat down.
They sat down. He's taking that gears to mean that they just sat down to eat together, but they never really ate together. Maybe you want to start from Navel Nira Lamori or Rav Nero. Because,
okay. Does everyone know where that is?
Period around 6 lines up towards.
I got it.
Okay.
Now we can start. Alright. I will near Lamoya Harab near.
I'm not going to go through up to this point because you're
there. Lefarish be'in yachar. Demai diksani shlosh shiyashu lechol ein rosham lechalik. But to Lomar shiyashu mitchilo behazbona achas. Vigamru bidaitam lechol biyachad. Avolo barchu hamotzi.
They just sat down and they didn't make a motzi. Kamash malon.
Kamash malon. Shafal pishlo hischilu adayin lechol.
Avolo barchu hamotzi means they didn't do it together?
Right.
They didn't make a
motzi
at all.
They didn't make a motzi yet.
They're just saying.
Because there's one sheet that says they have to make a motzi. Okay, but he's saying no, even if they didn't make a motzi. Okay, go ahead.
Bekamash malon, shafal pishlo hischilu adayin lechol v'lo barchu hamotzi.
Not even a motzi.
Einar rishayim lechalik. The Talmud shelanu she'amar she'yashvu v'lo amar she'achlu sover kamol ha'amora she'omar b'yushalmi. Nasnu daitam lechol zehu b'tchila. Is that, what's the...
Uba lifsuk.
Yeah, Vafbi. The dollar is that a button?
He says Uba lifsuk. And he skips the Vafbi's different. He says Uba
lifsuk.
Ke halacha ke zeh halashan yoser min ha'acher.
What is that one?
He skips
how many lines?
Five words.
He skips. Benemar she'afal pishlo achlu klal she'adayim lo baruchu amotzi kibon she'gamru b'dayta mitchilo lechol biyachad afal pisha achlu achar kach kol echad ve'echad bifnei atzmo.
He spells it out.
Right? Einan rishayim l'chalek o'varuch kol echad ve'echad b'yachas ha'mazim l'atmo el yesh lehem l'varuch biyachad k'day she'yiftiru atmo n'mizimun.
Sounds crazy. Where's the tziruf?
Right.
They didn't eat. They just sat down to eat.
Sounds wild.
I'm not saying you have to eat.
You're right.
I thought you were saying you have to eat now.
Yeah. No, he's not saying that. He's saying
if they did
more, even if they ate separately.
Right. They sat down and then they moved. Then they moved away.
And they went and they ate biyachad. One guy went on the road. Another guy went in the kitchen. Another guy went upstairs. And
they moved on to different places.
Absolutely.
Yeah, kol echad bifnei atzmo. Right. Yeah. It's not even kikaro.
Yeah.
But What's the case?
The case is where they sat down together.
Yeah.
And then they got up. Each guy went into his own place and made a motzi and ate.
Well, he just has the, each one ate me kikro, right?
No.
It's a different atzma.
No, I'm doing. We're doing the. That's impossible.
Doesn't mean the same as each one eating from his kikar?
No. I forget the kikar. Because by the kikar we understand.
No, but he.
Because they all ate together, right. But they ate from their own kikros. Right.
Well, but the kikar case, they sat down with the intention to eat together or not.
He doesn't go into that. The Rish does not go into that.
Well, what's the assumption?
It means they ate together.
So we don't care. Right, we don't care. Even if they didn't start the suit with the intention to eat together.
Yeah, as long as
they ate the kikar together,
that's it.
They are fine.
That's right.
But he says Afa Bisha Kol Echo Mi Kikro. That's the first answer.
That's the riff.
That's the riff.
But now we're in the Rebbein.
Right, but in the case where they eat ate from their own kikar, right, in that case,
they ate together.
Do we care what their das was when they started?
No, we don't care. Because they're on the tzurif by the achila.
Right, they ate together.
They had
I mean, they're at the same table.
Yeah.
They're at the same table, okay.
Yeah, we all sat down together to eat here.
We
each took out our own kikros, and we
everyone the riff.
That's the riff.
Because I thought the riff was they had dasti, shiyashu lechol, they sat down to eat together, and then even though they each ate from their own kikar, they're chayv and zimun.
Let's leave that out. Whether the riff means that they had badas to begin with. I mean, that'll depend on the sugi that we did. We did Wednesday, right? Okay, hey, save it with this, whatever. Okay.
Well, at least they ate together.
As long as they ate together. I mean, that's the minimum thing that you have to have. Okay?
Okay.
According to the ref.
But according to the ref, Benyana.
They sat down.
They ate separately.
The ref would learn, I think Yashi's got a point there, but the ref would learn like the city we did. Wasn't he Yashu Echo? Nezel Benechel Beduch Plan? Or Hesevel?
Now, I just don't know why the riff is so different.
Because the Rebbein Yonah says now that they just sat down together, they got up and went someplace else, made a mosi, ate right. This and this. Now they got to come back and do Zimun.
Right.
The riff means they ate together.
Right.
I as an yes, of course.
They sit down. It's a nice. Yeah. Everyone has their own sandwich.
I don't know what I'll say. Kol Echo Bifnei Atzmo. Well, it means they were different rooms. It may mean the same thing as they each ate from their own kikar.
No, he says openly.
So right. How is it being an acher then?
Yeah.
How is it Avol Nira Lamoy Harav Nira Lafarsh being an acher?
In Rabbi Yonah's case, it's nezel v'nechol.
To say that, or else they say go.
Right.
Okay.
But they never ate together. So Rabbi Yonah is very disturbed by that. Im Tomar, Kivin Shlo Yischilu Echol.
Im Tomar, Kivin Shlo Yischilu Echol, B'yachad Klal, Ma Tam Huzelo Marshim Mir Bilvad Lo Yerusha Mechalik.
Yeah, that's what he's asking. So you see clearly from his kasha that
they
never ate together at all. So where's the tziruf?
And what was their das?
Their das was to eat together.
And they didn't. Okay.
Okay, so what do you say? Yesh lomar,
the kivon shegamru b'daitam lechol biyachad ulvarech biyachad nimso shekavar gamru b'daitam lasos mitzvah zimun kivon shekibul aleim lasos mitzvah yesh lehem lekayama. Well, figachomer she'en rishon lechalik al tzarech she'evar v'kulam biyachad she'izamnu yiftru atzman me'am mitzvah shekibul aleim.
What is he talking about? He doesn't mean that they have to eat together. I don't think so.
No, he just said they.
I mean,
what does Yerusha Mechalik mean?
It means that they have to come back.
They're already separated.
No, but
they have to come.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he says.
Right.
says since they're mekabel on themselves the mitzvah, el tzarich sheyavarchu kulam biyachad. He doesn't say tzarich sheyochlu kulam biyachad.
Sheyizamnu
v'yiftur atzom v'yachad shekibul olam.
But still, Rabbi Yehuda said specifically that they were the same thing. As I thought, we learned once that Rabbi Yehuda Shita was specifically.
He's learning that they said nezel v'nechol b'duchplan, and they went to that duchplan. And they sat down, and then they got up and they walked away. Each guy went by the river himself, and he ate himself. And then now they got to come back for Zimun.
It's ridiculous. It's wild.
The wildest shot I ever saw.
And what's the way how he expresses kibbutz leihem asos mitzvah?
What kind of a mitzvah is this?
It's wild. The mitzvah is only once you have this thing. You can't say that, right? It's like
circular. They made up a new mitzvah.
There were Baltosif also.
Baltosif.
And also, let me say, let's say they decided to do no one ate.
Yeah.
There's no
Bechsa Mazah.
But how could there be Zimun if they eat together?
That's what it
is. But his question, Miniona's question,
is what? Don't twist his question out.
His question is not.
The question is, where's the Zimun?
Right.
They didn't eat together.
That's his question.
What does that mirror do?
So then, how's he answer? If that's his question, how's he answer?
So he answers, since they're makabel the mitzvah on themselves,
they're for the
chayav to do it.
Right. So he's asking why they're chayav, not how they can do it. No? He's asking why they do it.
What difference does it make what words are used here? He's asking, there's no Zimun, and he's answering because they're makabel themselves a mitzvah. What kind of a mitzvah is this? They made with a mitzvah. Why was he running out of this? Now, let me see just a second. Take a look.
What daf is that?
Good question. And look what he says.
Mike Marshman, Tanina Chavizimna. If Yerushalmi Garis Beresh Pirkin, Hacha Aramis Chavim Zimun, Behacha Aramis Emerson Machalik, Klomer Mike Mashman, Hainu Resha, Mike Mashman, Hainu Resha, Shmo Amar, Kamit Chil Kamit Sof.
You know what? Skip down a little bit. Fukin Mandomar, Nasnu Daitim Lecho. You see where that is? You see that little circle there?
Yeah.
And Elalafuki.
Elalafuki, Mimanda Amar, Nasnu Daitim Lecho. Zehu b'tchila demashma rak shegamru b'daitam afal pi shalo baruchu birchas hamotzi v'havi mefarshin sheyashu lechol afal pi shalo baruchu birchas hamotzi az havi k'mand amar nasun daitam lechol zehu b'tchila havo lo mistavar lefru shekein t'chumr yisera hi zos.
What does it mean t'chumr yisera? Unless because they sat down that he's not clear what he means here.
Right, it sounds like he doesn't have a problem with the halacha, it's just too chomer.
Too chomer.
Too much of a chomer.
It sounds like he may be learning that they ate together, but an ein rashon l'chav means they can't not eat together, but it's a chomer yisera that just because they sat down, they didn't even make a motzi, that they can't separate. What kind of chomer, what kind of halacha is that?
Right, but it's funny to call it a chomer. It's not so much that it's too chomer, it's just how does it work? He's not asking how does it work after they.
He's saying it's possible that it could work. It's just
it's like a chumrah. Like how could it be mechayev them to do
right.
that? But the question is, but forget about mechayev them to do it. How they
right.
do it all together?
Right.
And
doesn't make any sense.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's think about it. But at any rate, Rabbeinu Yonah is really astounding.
Is it possible? Could Rabbeinu Yonah possibly hold that three people?
The Anto Lachora Ein Zekosha. He says, Avat Lachora Ein Zekosha. Because right. It's the same thing. Okay, let's see what he says.
It's linear. The
Machi
Parach.
Okay, let's see what he says.
Okay, let's see what he says. So the Emer Shem Machalik is mashma that if they finish the achila together, then they're not allowed to separate. But if one person's allowed to finish his suda before his friend, then get out of there.
That's a nice halacha for us. But the thing is, so what is the definition on that? How would you define that? So what's the stira? Yishami digs out a stira over here.
Right.
So what's the stira Yishami saying?
It's not mashma, it's
semantics. But Em Rashon L'chalik, if he wants to say, means what?
Only by Gemara Suda.
Only by Gemara Suda. But if one guy wants, to rush up before, he can finish before, he has a right to do it.
No,
it's the Machayev is Chal.
The
moment the Chovas Birchas Amazon has to be Chal. In other words, Chovas Birchas Amazon has to be Chal simultaneously.
Yeah.
That's the Mitzarev. The Mitzarev is the Chovas Birchas Amazon. So if they finish together, so there's a Chaloschi of Birchas Amazon simultaneously, so then they can't get out of it. That's Em Rashon L'chalik. But if what? But let's say I'm one of those three guys and I want to hurry up and eat first. So what I'll do is I'll preempt. I'll preempt the chov.
Right, there's no chov siman at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. How is he so sure that there's no chiyuv brichas hamazon until you finish?
You can't say if you're going to say yachov as brichas hamazon is chal after eating kazayis. So how do you eat more?
Right.
You'd have to be benching every 2 minutes.
Have to be benching. Yeah. Now eat before you do a mitzvah d'oraisa.
A little bit of an analysis here. Say that as long as the three guys were soveya yachad, so they ate an achila, that's machayevus in Birchas HaMazon, that then they're chayev to be mezameh. But here he's saying it's not illogical what you're saying. Because if the three ate a kezayas biyachad, you could say that from that point on they have to mezameh. Because they ate an achila that's machayevus in Birchas HaMazon. But he's learning it's not that they ate an achila that's machayevus in Birchas HaMazon. What is it?
It's the chalos
meiser Birchas HaMazon.
Isn't that the stira? Isn't that
what
he's saying? Is the
stira
on
Yerushalmi?
Oh, one second. He didn't get to the stira. He's just saying that the second Mishnah is mashma that way. And the first Mishnah is mashma what?
So
it's mashma at the moment they sit down together and they ate what? And they ate an achila together, hamachayevus bebrichas hamazon, like you wanted to say.
Yeah.
So then they have to complete. They have to do it together because you can't rush up your meal and walk away. The chovas zimun is chal. The moment there's an achila machayevus bebrichas hamazon together, right? So that's the way it seems to learn. That's the stira. And the second mishnah is mashma that the chovas zimun is chal only if the chovas bebrichas hamazon is chal simultaneously in order.
And our mishnah
is mashma that if they ate together an achila machayevus bebrichas hamazon, that they can't be mechalik.
Wait, at what point?
The moment they ate together,
so as soon as they started the meal and they ate kisloshah chakas at the beginning of the meal, the chayev in zimun.
They ate as long as they ate together kizayis, the chayev in zimun.
So can I ask the same question? If you ask me,
and what?
Well, then how can they continue eating? And what? Do you zima?
No, he's not saying that the chalos chiyuv ma'aser birkas hamazon is chal now.
But the chiyuv zima is chal now.
Yes, but it's chal that you can't split up. Since you ate an achila biyachad amidst the refus, and it's chayav and zima, it's chayav and birkas hamazon, so you have to make sure that you do the zima together, so you can't eat and walk away.
But you don't have a chiyuv zima the second you eat the kazayas, do you?
No, but you ate an achila hamachayeves bezima, hamachayeves birkas hamazon.
And when you eat a kazayas, didn't you eat something that's machayev you in birkas hamazon?
Yeah. So that's why he can't split up.
He wants to know, but why can't you?
Why do I have to wait for Kamaya Suda then?
Same question as before.
Because you don't have to bench now.
I don't have to do Zima now either.
No,
you don't
have to do Zima now.
No, you don't.
No, I understand.
But you have to do it.
You can't not do it.
That's right. You can't not do it.
How do you know that it's only if you eat a kazayas together?
What's that?
I know he means if you only eat a kazayas
together. That's plain shot. That's plain shot, because he says, what is he saying? B'chayav alazam yamash medachol azimin alayo v'en roshan ligmar sudasan zeb alazeh. So they ate together part of the suda. Now, if you just eat apples, I mean, it's not the...
No, I know, but...
So it means the bread. So they ate together part of the bread. Now, less than a kazayas is not an achila, so it must mean that they had an achila biyachad. So the machayev is the moment you eat biyachad, what? An achila, machayev is bebirchas hamazon, then you're all, from that moment on, you're bound at a later moment, whenever you're going to bench biyachad.
That's
not achila zimun, right? That's different
than mazon. There's only chal at the end, otherwise you wouldn't be able to eat a suda.
Okay, right. According to both.
Point to everybody. You ever see a guy making birchas hamazon in the middle of the suda 15 times?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Right. So now, but like we say, once they eat a once they have a chiyuv.
Each guy has a chiyuv in a kind of birchas hamazon that's called zimun.
The benching that he's going to do.
The benching that he's going to do was switched from a birchas hamazon shal yachid to a birchas hamazon shal ramim. What's the last time I'm saying about this?
Is
only if the chalos chiyuv, the tziruf is, if the chalos chiyuv maisa bracha is chal simultaneously.
Right. Not just like the actual chiyuv that you're going to bench that way, but the actuality that you have to bench right now.
That's right. The chalos chiyuv maisa bracha is chal.
That they're confronted now with a
it's realized. The chiyuv is right. Realized.
Now that everyone's confronted and with birchas hamazon, that's the stira.
That's the stira.
Now we got the stira. That's the stira. You don't like it, Ashi?
No, it's okay.
It'll pass for a stira. Okay.
The diavad.
Okay.
Mishani Shmuel, kam b'tchila, kam b'sof. So Shmuel answers, no, one's referring to B'tchila, one's referring to B'sof. Ezel B'tchil ve'ezel B'sof, kli yidua tri amarai.
Oh boy. We're only going to take the one that takes.
Chad amar nas nudait amalachal, zehu B'tchil. Achlu kezayis, zehu B'sof. Bechad amar achlu kezayis, zehu B'tchil, nas nudait amalachal, zehu B'sof. We have Alphys, Tophys, Derech.
Leave Rav Alphys after me. Just go Vachy Purusha.
V'achy pirush nas nudai tam lechol klomar sheis chilu mitchil lechol biyachad zehu mitchilo oz vaday chovaz zimun aleihem.
Why? Because they ate together a shear that's mechayev and birchas hamazon. Okay.
Achlu kezayis zehu b'sof klomar im ha'echad hischil kodem chaviru b'kezayis. As vaday im gamru suvasam yachad chayavim lazamin al rishon ligmor zeh b'lo zeh l'varich.
Okay, what's they saying? You can get dizzy here. I mean, but let's break it down. What is he saying basically?
How are we learning what tchila is? Nosel daitam lechol means what?
How we learn chila?
If they actually
ate. He's learning like this.
Or just das.
He's saying, well, let's say, what is this? Kwama. No, I'm sorry. Nasnu daitam lecho, kwama shes chila metchilu lecho biyachat. That's the case where they ate together and achila hamachayeves bebechas hamazon. Which mission is that?
That's our mission.
That's which one? First one?
First one.
That's right. Chayavim. That's Chayavim.
Right.
Now, what's
Ein Rashon
Lechalik?
Yeah.
That's Pesof.
Which means what?
Kloma. So he says, Kloma, he explains it. He's very generous. In Moechad Hischu Kodem Chaver B'Kezayis, Oz Vadayim Gamru Sudosum Yachat Chayavim Azamein Av Rashon Ligma Zebulozeh Uluvarech.
So
I sat down, I started reading. You came by, you started. So now we're free. We can basically just disband. However, if we should simultaneously conclude, no, we can't.
But they have to overlap in an achila, no?
What?
Do they have to overlap in an achila?
No.
They
have to conclude together. If one guy keeps eating and the two guys stop first, then there's no, then they're not chayav.
Well, let's say they're still there and then the third guy finishes. Another
they're still there and the third guy finishes? No. No good.
Not
chayav. No zina. No. You have to be gomer biyachad. That's the way Taisus learns. So what's the story here? Not so easy.
The
first one we understand,
to.
Right?
They're not allowed to.
The second case, I came, I started eating my sandwich, you came, and then you came.
Right, I'm saying if one person finishes first, then they're not allowed to.
They are themselves biyachad la'achila. Not that they ate together. Not like we said before, that they ate together in achila machayevus. Because then, even if they were bezeh hazeh, and they happened to eat together at some point,
that should work also.
That doesn't work. Right? So the only time that chayev and zimun is if the kvius biyachad is established. You have to establish a kvius biyachad. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Does there have to be one berachas amazon or just kviyas?
Yeah. What?
Does there have to be one berachas amazon or just any kviyas biyachad?
What do you mean?
In other words, does it have to be that one person makes berachas amazon for all of them in the particular case?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, he doesn't mention Hamotzi.
Seems to be any type of kviyas. So
as long as they start, they will kaveh themselves to eat together, and they started to eat together. So the kviyas was chal, so now they have to be mezame. Now what's the other case?
So
they come in consecutively.
The chovas, the chamazon is chal, simultaneously.
What?
The chovas, the chamazon.
Is chal simultaneously.
So what?
Sounds like there's another
then it's like two different things. One thing not doesn't have a shot.
Right, you don't have to unify. Just to say there are two different types of the Zima, it doesn't really satisfy it.
It has no tongue.
Right.
Why?
They're just two different things. You can answer most questions by just saying it's a totally different thing.
Well, one zima comes along because of its sira for people. Yeah. One's a result of a type of suda.
Which one's which?
Mitchila is a type of suda.
Mitchila
is a type of suda. Right. And that suda demands a qualitatively different birchas hamazon. Mm-hmm. Because it's a qualitatively different suda. Right. But here the halacha is that since the three have its sira, right, the tziruf comes because they ate together. right? So now when they're chiyuv bircha masal mischal,
no, it's because, no, it's not. It's to the ending. Yeah.
No,
so that's what he says.
He says
this is asvada im gamru sudasam yachar chayavim
rizan. I'm just saying that siruv comes about because they ate together. There's no chiyuv now. There is a mitzarif.
But what are you mitzarif for? There's no chiyuv. Just have mitzarif.
They are mitzarif. They ate together.
That's not, and they're nice guys. They're social.
That's right. That's what I was saying. They're just nice guys. They're social.
But now, what's the reality
is that when the bechiyah birchas hamazon comes over,
then the chayav. And if there's no tziruf, so you don't even need tziruf then. Just say as long as they finish biyachad and the chalos chiyav was simultaneous, that they can avail themselves of a better benching than after.
But then even three people eating in separate rooms, as long as they finish together, they should be able to get together and bench according to that.
Right.
Why don't we say that?
What's his vada?
What can we say?
Finish together. I don't know. What's definitely? What's so definite?
Why can't that Suda has certain structure?
Means that during the Achila, they regulated their meal so that they should end simultaneously. Okay. So that regulation of the meal is definitely a mitzarif.
Oh, because that is mitzarif.
Well, the fact they regulated it.
But where do you get that from, that assumption?
Is that what you're saying, Ash?
No.
No?
It's not what I was saying. I hear it.
Where are you getting that from, Rebbe? Where are you getting that from? Right. They regulated. Where are you pulling that from?
I'm pulling it from my head. I don't know.
No, but I'm saying, how do you see that thing externally? How do you know that they purposely regulated it?
I don't think externally. Externally doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make then any the guy's going to be finished with his lunch and he goes
we don't say it's accidents. Right. We don't believe in accidents. It's where are from? In Gamra B'yachad, when you're dealing with human beings, well, they're right. Because when you're dealing like frizz, there's no accidents. Because when you're dealing with human beings, there's always a... they didn't just happen to finish together. It shows a will to join. There's an emotional will to join together and regulate the Suda.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Now we're talking.
What does it mean they're regulating the Suda?
That if they finish together, then Vadai, it wasn't a coincidence, right. And they each regulated their Suda at the time, so that they should be
they merge
be commensurate.
Right. Right.
So that demonstrates kavias.
So that demonstrates tziruf.
That happens. If someone comes late for lunch, it's like, yeah, whatever. It's just the way meals go.
Right. In other words, if somebody comes late for lunch and you started ahead, so if you weren't concerned about that guy,
you continue.
You finish
right,
ahead.
Right. You finish, and then he finishes.
Yeah.
All
yeah
his,
who cares like, about him? Right. But now we're slowing down the Suda. For you.
We want to be with you. We want to be with you.
Yeah, so we're slowing it down to regulate it.
Or it could be you don't care, but he speeds up so he can...
right? You don't care and he speeds up, he wants to join you.
No, you say like, I don't care, you know, but he speeds up to finish with you because he wants to join up.
He wants to join.
Right, either way, somebody's changing their pace.
That's
what I'm saying.
I
wouldn't slow down.
I would speed up.
Based on
I wouldn't let him do it.
Wouldn't let him have the satisfaction.
Have satisfaction
with me.
It's a social thing.
Very based
it's
on
a social thing. In other words, human beings have emotions like that.
Right,
If I want to eat myself, I see another guy start jumping. But if we end together, it means it's mutual. Right. That it's not just an accident.
Yeah, right.
That's the nature of the human mind is, that Tziruf Das is, the fact that they ended together implies that there was a Tziruf Das, that it wasn't coincident because it's a human activity, and they really regulated their meal so that they should all end one time.
This works out well with what we're saying on Wednesday, that if there's a Hasebi...
You have to learn much on that one. Rav Alphas Tofes Derech Rishonika. What is he talking about?
It's a problem.
There, what's the Derech Rishon? What is the Derech Rishon? Derech Chain? Because the Shami doesn't. The Rif has the what do you call it? Kol Echad Ocho Mekikra. The Shami doesn't talk about that.
No, I think he wants to say that.
You mean that's not a kasha at all?
That's what he means.
That's not a kasha.
No, I think he means.
He means what?
The Derech of Bavel.
Is it the derech of
Bavel? Derech of Bavel.
Of the Talmud Yisrael. Of our Talmud.
No, one second.
That's
right.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Face is good enough.
Derech Mishnah. Derech Mishnah Yishami is...
Oh,
it's Shmuel, right? Kamechil Chavisov, right?
Yeah, but Rav doesn't have that at all.
Right, Kal.
I thought he wanted to say that that's what he means.
So, he's, you know, because that's what I'm going to offer the kick rock.
I can't look.
Rav Elzer is a Mishnaker. Avachim Hibitos is Bechos Svar Mishanim.
What is it? Rav Elzer Toe Face Derech Mishnaker.
Mishnah.
Not Derech Rishon, but Derech Mishnah. Ad kan shon kein u betosos be chol svar mi is be chol yishana yishana vachadash mikar of bau and new guys came along vosa om avosechan so chadash mi da shehigiyu rav alfa stofes derach rishani vachachi perusha ad kan shon lo yedaino lo homo shere rav alfa skosev dash meinin Masnis and Dema Shon Lachali, Dafa Pisha Kolech of Echo Mikikur, Mikikur Latsma, and Rashon Lachali. The Ains and Mask and Badara Harisha and Shakasa Tosos. Vahi Pirusha and Nasnu. The Gamma Benyana Kasa Lafi Dibre Riff, Shaina Ladas Bez Amarayim Shabir Shami. Ryan Shamborach. How is he learning?
Could it mean like the Bavli learns it doesn't learn as a stira, it just learns it as going together, right? The Shami has a stira in order because the stira resolves it.
Yeah, that's right. Taisus is saying, like when he started off,
right?
Right? Like, did he quote the office and start off? No.
No,
he just quoted
Mark. He says,
right, that it's redundant.
Derech Mishnah, it's redundancy. So he says, the Rav Alfus was Tofes, that that's a Machlokas Bavli and Shalmi, and he went like the Bavli.
Right.
Like Taisus' first thought.
Right.
But Taisus is saying, he's explaining the Shalmi. So all the Taisus is saying here really is, that the Rav Alf is paskin like the Bavli. That's it.
And Bavli argues he doesn't have this milchidish of the Gamru Yacha, isn't it?
That's right.
And that's the Yerushalmi's chidish. That's an idea of himself.
That's
right. Bavli doesn't have any himself.
Bavli doesn't have.
That's why you're not chayav in zion in that case?
No, she was right. What?
You're not chayav in zion in that case, the Bavli?
So Bavli? You
finish together, yeah. You don't start the same time.
Yeah, we don't have them.
Erev then.
Why not? The Bavli would hold if he could make Zeman.
The Bavli would hold a lot?
No. Could you make Zeman?
No. Bavli, no. Yishalmi? Yes. That's the Yishalmi Skiddush. That regulation of the meal, the Shas Achila, is just as good a Mitzarev as in the beginning. Because the act of regulating the meal is the Mitzarev.
Right.
But the Rif doesn't take that seriously. So he paskins like the Bavli. That's Taisus. I think
that's... the Kviyas V'yachah of the Mitzarev. That's Mitzachedesh, that this is a new kind of Mitzarev.
Yeah.
Kviyas V'yachah.
Right. The regulation is the Mitzarev.
Right.
That's just as good as being Kovei Metchila.
Right.
You don't have to be Kovei Metchila. In the meal itself, you can regulate it.
Right.
And be Mitzarev. But the Bavli doesn't oil it.
Bavli says, no, you did regulate, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's still deficient. It's deficient.
Maybe they finished coincidentally.
Or at least you didn't set yourself
like you
up
said,
that
maybe
way.
Maybe one guy rushed up. It's not good.
You didn't set yourself up for that.
There's no implication for three guys that they finished together, that they regulated their meal in order that they should have this communal spirit.
But regulation by itself, without Kumira, wouldn't help.